Administration today released summer camp and recreation guidance. KYW's Hadass Kuznets reports camp directors are sifting the narrative to determine how to or whether they'll be able to run programs.
The summer camp guidelines issued from Harrisburg indicate what kinds of camps would be allowed in the yellow and green zones. Part-day school age and drop-in specialty camps would be okay, while overnight camps would not. Mequon camp director Cindy Fleming Powell says with social distancing guidelines given, she'll now go to camp to measure out how many people her campus can accommodate, and she says there will still be some tough decisions to make before determining if her camp can open.
Size of groups would be a challenge. One of the things that I'm dealing with is if the sizes of the groups are limited and my camp is fully enrolled for the summer, how do I choose what camp families to turn away?
On the city level, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says the Parks and Recreation Play Streets program that distributes food to children will be open while City Swim for Life and theme camps will be closed.
Meanwhile, we are developing plans to offer a modified summer day camp season if the health situation allows.
And Powell says there are also unknown health questions to consider.
Are the families social distancing? Are the families being respectful with regard to keeping their sick children at home?
Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio.